Let us read now from God's Word and the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 26. Ezekiel chapter 26, we'll read verses 1 through 21 of God's holy and inerrant Word. Ezekiel 26, verse 1, these are the words of God. Now in the 11th year, on the 1st of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, because Tyre has said concerning Jerusalem, Aha, the gateway of the peoples is broken, it has opened to me, I shall be filled now that she is laid waste. Therefore thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Tyre, and I will bring up many nations against you, as the sea brings up its waves. They will destroy the walls of Tyre and break down her towers, and I will scrape her debris from her and make her a bare rock. She will be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, for I have spoken, declares the Lord God, and she will become spoil for the nations. Also her daughters who are on the mainland will be slain by the sword, and they will know that I am the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will bring upon Tyre from the north Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings, with horses, chariots, cavalry, and a great army. He will slay your daughters on the mainland with the sword, and he will make siege walls against you, cast up a ramp against you, and raise up a large shield against you. The blow of his battering rams he will direct against your walls, and with his axes he will break down your towers. Because of the multitude of his horses, the dust raised by them will cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of cavalry and wagons and chariots when he enters your gates as men enter a city that is breached. With the hooves of his horses he will trample all your streets. He will slay your people with the sword, and your strong pillars will come down to the ground. Also they will make a spoil of your riches and a prey of your merchandise, break down your walls and destroy your pleasant houses and throw your stones and your timbers and your debris into the water. So I will silence the sound of your songs, and the sound of your harps will be heard no more. I will make you a bare rock. You will be a place for the spreading of nets. You will be built no more, for I, the Lord, have spoken, declares the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God to Tyre, Shall not the coastland shake at the sound of your fall, when the wounded groan, when the slaughter occurs in your midst? Then all the princes of the sea will go down from their thrones, remove their robes and strip off their embroidered garments. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They will sit on the ground, tremble every moment and be appalled at you. They will take up a lamentation over you and say to you, How you have perished, O inhabited one! From the seas, O renowned city, which was mighty on the sea, she and her inhabitants, who imposed her terror on all her inhabitants. Now the coastlands will tremble on the day of your fall. Yes, the coastlands which are by the sea will be terrifying at your passing. For thus says the Lord God, When I make you a desolate city like the cities which are not inhabited, when I bring up the deep over you and the great waters cover you, then I will bring you down with those who go down to the pit to the people of old, and I will make you dwell in the lower parts of the earth like the ancient waste places with those who go down to the pit so that you will not be inhabited. But I will set glory in the land of the living. I will bring terrors on you and you will be no more. Though you will be sought, you will never be found again, declares the Lord God. And that is the word of the Lord. Beloved, we continue now with the judgments of the nations. We started last Lord's Day for what they did to God's people, what they did to Judah and Jerusalem specifically. And here in this chapter and in the coming chapters, we see the judgment of Tyre. It's a city that's on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And the reason is given in verse 2. Why is the judgment coming? It's because the sin of Tyre that they are charged with here, it was triumphing in the destruction of Jerusalem. They were cheering it on. They were excited because it happened. In the remaining verses then, we see the actual destruction foretold of Tyre. First, though, we see who will be used to destroy Tyre. Verse 3, it says, many nations will be used by the Lord to judge Tyre. We also see verse 7 and following, perhaps the main force against Tyre that will bring them to ruin will be Babylon. And in verse 4, what will the destruction look like? Well, it will look like the walls and the towers being destroyed. And those people will be slain by the sword. Verse 12, their riches and things, all their property will be taken from them. All their resources will be destroyed. And there will be no more singing or celebrating or triumphing at all. So basically, there will be utter ruin for the people and their things and all their property and all their things, all their buildings. Now, Tyre was a great city, and the fall of it should have caused great alarm to all who would hear of it, and all who, we know, all who will hear of it. The coastlands will shake at the sound of it, it says. Those rulers, princes, and in our passage it says, will clothe themselves no longer with these great robes and embroidered clothing, but with trembling. You see, beloved, the Lord's judgments should bring trembling and great alarm to those who see them and hear them. So when we see them in our world and our nation even, we should tremble and consider ourselves and our status with the Lord. But there is hope only for those who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You will be judged, Christians. You will be judged unto eternal life. But those apart from Christ will be judged as well to eternal death and damnation, which these judgments are looking forward to, or they're foreshadowing. And that judgment is far worse than anything we read in the Scripture here in this passage, or that we see with our eyes today. And so let us be careful, let us be warned of the judgments to come. And may we seek to be found in Christ alone. Let's pray. Gracious Father, we thank You in Christ Jesus, Your Son, who is our propitiation, who is our expiation, who is our righteousness, in whom alone we are counted righteous in Your sight. Only for His sacrifice on the cross, only for the righteousness that is found in Him alone, and Him Himself taking upon the death that we deserved, and so granting us the great grace of the substitutionary atonement that we find in Christ alone, that we would be made righteous in Him. And Father, we ask that we would examine ourselves this evening and the rest of this day, even as we hear in Your Word in a few moments in Philippians, that You would cause us to examine ourselves by Your Holy Spirit in accordance with Your Word to see if we are found in Christ or not. And we ask that You would show us, Lord willing, we pray that You would show us fruit. Fruit not of the devil, and fruit not of the flesh, but fruit of the Spirit, which we would say is culminated in love. Love for You and love for one another, as we find them in the two greatest commandments and the Ten Commandments as a whole. Father, we thank You for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank You that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and on the third day He rose from the dead to grant us eternal life and to secure our justification, as Romans tells us. And Father, we are thankful for those You've put in authority over us, but yet we pray for them. We ask that You would be with our elders and our deacons, our husbands, our parents, and even our governing authorities, Father. Even those we work for. And in all, they would be found to be Your children. Father, we ask that you would save them and change their heart, that they would love you above all other things and all other people. That you would be in their hearts by your Spirit. And if they are far from you, Father, we ask that they would be turned unto you by your Spirit. And they would believe the gospel in Jesus Christ, but not just believe the facts of the gospel, but they would trust in the gospel, trust in your Son with all their life, and for all their life. And they would bow the knee to you, Yahweh, who is our great God. Father, we ask that you would be with us as we consider again what is coming in the next month, the election, and that we would not be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make our requests known to you. And may we remember that one part of that verse in Philippians, with thanksgiving. You would give us thankfulness in all things because of what you have done for us in Christ alone. And we deserve far worse than any evil or wicked president. Even the church as a whole deserves far worse. And yet we claim your promises that you've made. And you are the God who protects us and preserves us. Now we, as the church, cannot be destroyed. For you uphold us by your Spirit and by your Word. And so, Father, be faithful to your promises. Father, we also pray that you would strengthen our bodies to worship you, strengthen us to serve you, and be godly stewards of what you have given to us in our lives, in our families, in our properties. Even in the knowledge of God that you've given us, that we would bear testimony and be a good steward that way. Not shutting up our mouths, but speaking the truth always in love, that many would be saved. Yet we acknowledge that we are not the builders of the church, you are. And so do your great work and show mercy. Go ahead of us and work to your glory, whether for many to become saved or even the many to become and remain those who are dead and be judged. Though we pray that there would be many who are not judged and many who do not remain in their sins, but even at the proclamation of your word, they would come unto you and believe on the salvation and be comforted in your Son. As we have been comforted in your Son. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Even this day we've broken your commandments. We've not even remembered the Sabbath to keep it holy all the day thus far. And so, Father, forgive us. And make us to love you above all other gods. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.